The presidential election in Afghanistan is just over 5 weeks away. Although current interim president Hamid Karzai is widely expected to win, there are more than a dozen other candidates hoping to give Karzai a run for his money. From Kabul, Rachel Martin reports.
41-year-old Masuda Jalal is the mother of three. She's a doctor by trade, a social activist by choice, and she is Afghanistan's first female presidential candidate. On a recent afternoon, Jalal and her family paid a visit to the village of Opian Sharif on the Shamali Plain, about 2 hours north of Kabul. She walked along the dirt and gravel roads of the village, confidently waving to the crowd of spectators who'd gathered around her. She was there at the invitation of the village elders to talk about what changes need to happen in Afghanistan and why she's the one to make them. Like many other candidates, Jalal is trying to run as an outsider, someone without close ties to regional Afghan leaders or foreign powers. She says she wants to tackle the country's huge unemployment problem, eliminate government corruption, and give women equal rights. Despite the fact that women are still largely excluded from public life in Afghanistan, Jalal is convinced she's more than just a novelty candidate.
If the election is legal, if the election is real, if the election is free, the election is fair, and the election is democratic and Afghani, I am the winner of the election for sure.
But even her most steadfast supporters aren't so sure. Syed Jafar Mojarad is the religious leader of this village. He says Jalal represents the heart of the Afghan people, but when asked if he really thinks Afghanistan is ready for a woman president...
We hope. We hope. So far we see much better than used to be. But there is lots of big hope. Smaller stuff, big hope. We hope.
Big hope is what most of the candidates are riding on. With national name recognition and strong U.S. backing, interim President Hamid Karzai is the clear favorite to win the election. But there are a number of candidates who could garner enough votes to deny Karzai the 50% plus one vote he needs to win and force a runoff election. Election observers say Karzai's most significant challenger is his former education minister, Yunus Kanuni. Kanuni is an ethnic Tajik, while Karzai represents the majority Pashtun community. Even though campaigning is just now officially kicking off, Kanuni has gotten a jump start. His face is plastered all over Kabul on campaign posters, and on Fridays, Toyota Corollas drive around city neighborhoods with imported loudspeakers on top, selling Kanuni and his message. Kanuni says Afghanistan should be run by political parties, or teams as he calls them, and not by one person who can be easily swayed by foreign powers and influence.
The only solution for the future of Afghanistan is to establish a national unity as a team, not ethnic lines in the future of Afghanistan. That is my belief.
Kanuni and 11 other presidential candidates have called for Karzai to step down as president for the duration of the campaign. They accuse him of abusing power and his position to win votes. Karzai has rejected the demand and denied all charges of abuse of power. As the campaign heats up, Afghan voters are still weighing their choices, and some are just getting used to the idea of having a choice at all.
I will vote for our president, Mr. Karzai. There is no one else. He's the only option. Before, there was nothing in Afghanistan. Now we have everything. Good government, safe borders, new uniforms and soldiers, rule of law.
I really want Kanuni to win because he is an educated person and he knows the pain and the feelings of the people of Afghanistan.
I'll vote for whoever my commander tells me to vote for, and I will see who other people are voting and I will follow them. I don't have any real choice in the matter.
While UN and Western officials here have some concerns about the potential for irregularities in the October voting, their biggest worry is security. Taliban gunmen staged many attacks during the voter registration process, and the Islamist militia has warned it will kill anyone who goes to the polls. At least 20 people died in two attacks this past week, including a major car bombing in Kabul, which killed three Americans working to train the Afghan police force. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Martin in Kabul.